all in my head.
Good morning, Kansas City. It is the Rockin' and Teresa Show. In less than 12 minutes, we're going to play our birthday game.
We have a $100 gift certificate for you to have fun and pamper yourself at the Spa Briarcliff.
Now, it's pretty cool because here's how the game works.
I will call out a month. If you were born in that month, be the first person to call 576-7093. You win the Spa Briarcliff gift card. We have lunch or brunch at Tres Amare. We have Z-Trip credits for you. And then we'll give you a chance to win money if you can match the correct day as well.
And yesterday was a great day for me. I was having lunch with our friends at Briarcliff at Trezzo. And they gave me this really cool like plaque thing that says, you know, Mix 93.3, number one hit music station.
It's a basketball goal.
Yeah, it's a basketball goal as they're heading towards March Madness.
You don't play basketball.
And then, I know. And then all the merchants there, because I'm there, and I only endorse and talk about things that I use.
Mm-hmm.
They all gave me gift cards. I'm at lunch about to cry like a little girl. That's how embarrassing it was for me. But thank you so much. I love Briarcliff. We'll play the game coming up in 12 minutes.
Mix 93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi ain't got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid trash.
Khloe Kardashian is pregnant. The 33-year-old reality star finally confirmed it by posting a photo on Instagram yesterday. It's a picture of her baby bump being cradled by the hands of her boyfriend, NBA player Tristan Thompson. She said in the caption that they have been keeping quiet because we wanted to enjoy this between our family and close friends as long as we could privately. And yesterday, Tara sent me an emergency text as soon as this came out. She sent me a screenshot from Khloe's Instagram. And what did you say? They tricked us with the holiday card?
Yeah, they did, because they're doing the 25 days of Christmas where they release a part of the Christmas card every day. And everybody is skinny and unpregnant, and it's all a bunch of lies.
Because it was done a long time ago.
Right.
So we still have no confirmation about Kylie, right?
Right.
What do you think? What do you feel in your heart?
I feel she is super pregnant and due in February, because that's the hot goss I read online.
All right. I can't wait to find out if it's true. The official royal engagement photos have been released. Prince Harry and his fiancée, Meghan Markle, look very happy and cozied up in the pictures that show off her beautiful ring. I posted them on the Rocket and Teresa Facebook page. Tara is already being very judgmental and catty.
Are they copying Tara?
She doesn't like Meghan Markle's dress because it's a little bit sheer, and she says, oh, that's really sassy for a royal photo.
Okay, to be fair, she looks beautiful, but I'm watching The Crown right now, and yes. I know how particular they are, and yes. I'm just thinking, is that appropriate for royalty? Who knows?
And you may remember when Kate got married, she had a very beautiful dress, but it was very conservative and classy right. That covered up all of her. Her arms were completely covered.
It was gorgeous.
Yes, but they are supposed to be very conservative, so we'll wait and find out what she has. But keep in mind also, Megan's American.
Yeah.
True.
So did Taylor Swift and Katy Perry make up? Or, at the very least, is Katy starring in Taylor's new video? E! News has a fun story this morning. They say, according to one of their sources, they actually have video footage that shows Katy did do at least a cameo in her video. That's what they're saying. But they can't, like, no one has released a comment, and so they confirm it or say anything. But they say, according to the source, that they were both in Miami, and that Katy did film a cameo for the video. And that's all they're going to tell us.
I hope that this is real and she wasn't just working on The Voice. Because, you know, in Taylor's old videos, she's
had
people...
She's not on The Voice, she's on American Idol.
Same difference. you know, in Taylor's old videos, she's had people that kind of stand in, or she dressed like Kim Kardashian. I'm hoping she doesn't have a Katy Perry lookalike.
Well, that's what people are wondering, because we can confirm they were both in Miami at the same time. We can confirm that there is a person in Taylor's video that looks and has mannerisms and has hair just like Katy Perry. So we just have to wait and find out, I guess. I love the source that's telling E! It happened.
It's
nobody,
real.
Nobody will confirm it, and I hate that so much. And Liam Payne hinting he might be the next high-profile star to write a song for the 50 Shades of Grey franchise. In a somewhat ambiguous Instagram, he posted it yesterday. The stripped-down singer posted a photo of himself posing next to Rita Ora, who is also an actress in the franchise, and has the same picture on her account. And the caption reads, hashtag 50 Shades Free. Now, that's on Rita's account.
Right.
But it's the same photo on Liam's account. So we are just going to say it's happening. We're just going to go and say that. The next movie will be out in February. Rocket, I love you to death. We are not watching this one together. Because I feel like I didn't get to enjoy it because I'm too self-conscious thinking it's like watching a sex movie with your dad or something. Weird. And because Rocket always in the middle of the movie out loud goes, yeah!
Oh, no.
Tabloid Trash brought to you by Hamburger Mary's and their biggest New Year's Eve celebration yet. Hosted by Mix 93.3's The Cinematics and Monique Hart. Get your tickets while they last. Ring in the new year right with Hamburger Mary's and The Cinematics.
The Holiday Hookup is back. Part two. Where you correctly guess the price and win it all.
What's your name?
Jennifer.
I want to give you the Holiday Hookup Part 2, a trip for two to New York City to see Maroon 5. You could be playing a Nintendo Switch for the kiddos in your life. An LOL big surprise could be yours. Fingerlings, Pick Me Pops, a bicycle, an iPad, an iTunes gift card, a holiday ham, a Celsius Tannery prize pack, spa at Briarcliff gift card, and diamond and pearl earrings from Mazarese Jewelry. Jennifer, tell me the exact dollar and cent amount, and you will win this life-changing Holiday Hookup right now.
$4,064.97.
Absolutely correct. You just won the Holiday Hookup.
Awesome.
The Holiday Hookup Part 2.
This is going to be the best holiday ever. Thank you so much, Mix 93.3.
Thank you, girl. Congratulations.
Mix 93.3.